This is the primal scream of a dying regime. Pray for our enemies, because we're going medieval on these people. Putin's not got a free shot on all these networks lying about the people. The people have had a belly full of it. I know you don't like hearing that. I know you try to do everything in the world to stop that, but you're not going to stop it. It's going to happen.
And where do people like that go to share the big lie? MAGA Media. I wish, in my soul, I wish that any of these people had a conscience.
Ask yourself, what is my task and what is my purpose? If that answer is to save my country, this country will be saved.
War Room. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
It's Friday, 19 April, year of our Lord, 2024. Welcome back. EJ, I'm going to have you back because next week, it's obvious, even the capital markets of Europe, everybody's talking about there's too many government securities coming forward. Yeah, they can be purchased, but at a price. You're going to start seeing the end game in just these massive deficits. People are going to sit there and go, how's this stuff going to be financed? You're going to see a huge fight, I think, about this. And it's going to be forced upon the Republicans to have to react, because obviously at least 50% of them are just going to go along to get along. And particularly these, what I call the cardinals, the guys that run the Appropriations Committee, and particularly the defense contractors. We're going to have to face the music here that we just can't have $1 trillion defense bills to be the cop, the police officer for everybody. And, oh, by the way, we're just going to come back with these supplementals, and let's just throw a $100 billion one out there. In the interim, EJ, where do people get you? Your Twitter feed comes in a little hot sometimes.
That's going to be the best place to find me. All of my data analyses and all of the pieces that I write are going to be posted there. The handle is at Real EJ Antoni.
Do you think, they said it the other day on CNBC, that they don't think there's going to be any relief on inflation, on wages, or any of it in the data between now and Election Day? Is that also, as you look at it right now, your assessment, that it is baked in, given this massive federal spending and the way we're financing it, that Biden's going to have to spin this some other way, but that do you believe the numbers are pretty much baked in here?
At this point, Steve, absolutely. We have several months ahead worth of data that is entirely baked in. Fuel prices, I think, would be the one wild card. If Biden turns around and uses the turmoil around the world that he has created as an excuse to drain the rest of the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, that could have a positive impact on fuel prices. In other words, start dropping gas and diesel prices, which in turn can help lower prices elsewhere throughout the economy. So that could bring down inflation in the short term. But again, you're just talking about a short-term fix here. You're not addressing the long-term trajectory and the problems that you just outlined.
EJ, thank you so much for joining us this morning. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Steve.
Thanks, brother. We're working on getting Andrew Giuliani up. Let's go to Dr. Gina. Dr. Gina, I tell you what, before we go to Dr. Gina, we got some clips. Let me play the clips, and then I want to get Dr. Gina up. Let's play those.
One person took it to an entirely new and irresponsible level. Both Tuesday and Wednesday nights, devoting entire segments to airing all the available information about the jurors and his opinion on whether they are suspect.
So the seven jurors who are already chosen, can we trust them? Juror number two. A nurse from the Upper East Side with a master's degree. She said two things that really stuck out. One, quote, I don't really have an opinion of Trump. And, quote, no one is above the law. I'm not so sure about juror number two. Number two is the nurse. This nurse scares me if I'm Trump. She's from the Upper East Side, master's degree, not married, no kids, lives with her fiance. Gets her news from the New York Times and CNN.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Yeah. Goodbye, yeah.
You see what's going on there, right? You understand that? Like, that's not that hard to find this woman. And of course, the only acceptable jurors are ones sympathetic to Donald Trump. Jurors who don't believe no one's above the law. So then the defendant himself went on to actually amplify Fox's coverage, posting a quote about undercover liberal activists lying to the judge to get on the jury. There's no evidence that's true. The post appears to be a flagrant violation of Trump's gag order, which prohibits him from commenting on jurors. And so this morning, Judge Mershon told the court that the original juror number two, the one that scares Mr. Waters, called and conveyed that she had concerns about her identity becoming public, said that friends and family have already inquired about whether she is a juror. The juror added that given these outside influences, she was concerned about her ability to be fair and impartial. Understandably, after all that information and those opinions about her got out into the world, she found herself feeling scared, targeted, and exposed. Judge Mershon agreed to excuse juror number two from duty. Again, there's no doubt about what happened here. This is part of a long, consistent, and persistent pattern in which...
Just hold the rest of it. Okay, Dr. Gina, you've had the... I don't know if we've got the breakdown from Daily Mail we can put up on the screen. First off, your assessment of the first week, they're still plowing through this. They need six alternatives, and I think they're going to need at least six alternatives. If we go through the six alternatives, people drop off, of course there'll be a mistrial. I was underwhelmed by actually the fight that was put up. I realize they only have 10, but I think it should have been much more robust because these jurors, I mean, they get their they get all their information from the New York Times and CNN or MSNBC. I don't know how you can be impartial. Your thoughts?
Yeah, their list of news sources reads pretty much like any Google search today. You know, they won't give you Bannon or Real America's Voice or Breitbart or Gateway Pundit, right? Not ever. You'll never get that in a Google search. And their list of news sources reads exactly like a Google search. And it's pretty terrifying when you read some of the quotes. One woman said that she considers Trump very selfish and self-serving. Those are direct quotes. We already had one person thrown off who was previously arrested
Hang on for a second. I'm going to go back to the first one. Give me that again. She called Trump what? Selfish and what else?
Very selfish, Steve, and self-serving. That's juror 11, way, I believe. That's
a jury member. That's juror 11. That's somebody that's got a seat on Trump's thing. Go to the rest. Give me some more.
I mean, it goes on and on. Not one of them listens to any independent media. I didn't see one independent media listed whatsoever. So that tells you it's all corporate media. And what does corporate media ever say that's positive about Donald Trump? Nothing. So these people start out with an absolute deficit of even accurate news sourcing. Start there. How are they even supposed to be impartial?
How do you think, give me your assessment of Harlem, of his going to the sticks, because obviously President Trump's going to have to combat this, because starting Monday, if they get through the rest of these jurors today, which I don't know if they're going to do or not, Monday or sometime early next week, the opening arguments will start. Then you're going to have 6 to 8 weeks, and you already see from who they're lining up, they're going to bombard you with Stormy Daniels and Miss December, mm-hmm. all of that. Do you think Trump needs to be more aggressive in the afternoon to come into the sticks? Do you think there need to be more events like Harlem? And that's in between Wednesday. Remember, only days in campaign is Wednesday, Saturday, and Sunday. Do you think they need to be even more aggressive?
Well, I think that Donald Trump has done an amazing job. It's so good. It's almost movie worthy of the side by sides, right? With Joe Biden going into a Wawa, orders a milkshake, forgets he orders a milkshake, walks to the next guy to order a milkshake, makes some campaign speech claiming his grandfather was eaten by cannibals or something. I don't even know, Steve. And you compare that to Donald Trump, who goes into a bodega where they absolutely love him. They're all on board for him. You look at his trip into the Chick-fil-A. I mean, the rest of it, it's just Donald Trump has been genius in the use of what little time he has. But what they're doing, because they know that they can't really win in this. I think the Democrats are slowly but surely waking up to that. You think they might have figured that out after Russia, but they didn't. Apparently, they're slow learners. Shouldn't surprise any of us because they're regressive. But they're finally learning that to the degree that I think they're trying to make this the punishment. As you know, Steve, you and I fit in this exact same category. I'm not going to label Donald Trump as anything other than just somebody who doesn't like to sit for long periods of time and listen to details about nuances that don't matter, especially probably legal ones, right? And so they're forcing him to sit in this room against all of his psychological impulses that just don't work that way, right? He's a goer and a doer, not a sitter and a watcher. And so they're doing that, I think, in part just to punish him and to sort of mock MAGA. But it's backfiring, as you know, Steve. It's just motivating MAGA all the more.
Well, if it's motivating MAGA, by the way, this poll's out this morning that shows that President Trump has now cut Biden's lead, which I think at one time was 25% to 30% among people under 30, down to 8%. In every different demographic, you're seeing President Trump cut into this. But why do you say that they can't win? I mean, their win is not simply getting a guilty plea and getting – or not a guilty plea, getting a guilty verdict and trying to throw him in prison. They want the psychological aspects of smearing him in front of the American people. When you say they're not going to win, what do you mean by that?
I mean that Donald Trump is made of some stuff. He seems to almost consume this sort of immature behavior as fuel. And we've watched it. I remember observing this as such a phenomenon back before I'd ever met Donald Trump, didn't know him at all, back when I was doing analysis back in 2015 and 2016, and watching that every time someone criticized him or tried to entrap him in some form, he seemed to almost use it as fuel and derive more energy from it. So I think mentally, he has some way of turning adversity into an advantage. And leveling with the American people in ways that no one ever really has communicated with the American people, at least not in modern times that we know of, and using it to build bridges. Look at the Black community. Look at the numbers coming out of there, Steve. They are relating to what Donald Trump is going through. There are all kinds of people. There are women sitting there who've been in gaslighted relationships, right? And they're watching this going, wait, I've been treated like this before. I understand where he's coming from. So they're building an empathy factor out there for Donald Trump that, though unintentional, is very effective for the Trump campaign.
You think this is why, I mean, Stephen Smith said this, I think, last night on Hannity, and he seems to me to be have the clearest assessment of what's going on. His comments on Hannity last night, I think we're going to try to play these in one of the other blocks, is that what they're doing to Trump right now, because they can't beat him on policy, and he said this the other day, but last night he actually said he believes this is garnering bigger and bigger support from the minority community because they see the apparatus coming after Trump like they perceive mm-hmm. and believe it comes after them. Do you think that that's actually going to translate into either votes for Trump or at least people not coming out and supporting Biden?
I think that's exactly right. I think it's both forms. I think, you know, my background is in psychology. And when you really watch what's happening right now, the motivational factor, not just to go vote for Trump, but to get out and actually help Trump and to maybe even vocalize it to your neighbor. You know, you're talking across the fence next door to your neighbor and you say, gosh, what they're doing just doesn't seem quite right. You know, I went through something like that. Oh, me too. Everyone has been treated unfairly or bullied once in their lifetime, right? Some of us more than others. And everyone can relate to how it feels to be in that place that Donald Trump is right now, where the powers that be are bullying him. That's what it looks like to anyone who's been bullied. So that not only increases motivation to support him, motivation to vote for him, and motivation to maybe say something you might not have said before, but I think it also brings people back to sort of a focus of, maybe I need to ask more questions. Maybe I need to look back at what I believed that corporate media told me about this guy and see what he really said. Read a quote in context for once. Listen to an independent news source that isn't one of those corporate media types that all of those jurors listen to. So I really think it's playing against those doing the attacking over and over again. And there's a big psychological component here that almost nobody in media talks about. You do. And people here on independent networks do. But Steve, I'm telling you, I'm hearing a total change from my friends in California. You and I spent a lot of time there. We know those folks, and a lot of them were very wishy-washy on Trump. Even some of the big, big donors who get kind of establishment type, and they're, you know, they hang out in Palm Beach and they clutch their pearls and they aren't big supporters. They're turning the right way.
hang out in Palm Beach with all the big shot TV person is at Real America's Voice. Short break. Dr. Gene is going to stick with us. Most emergencies come without warning. And when the next one comes, you won't have time to pack and to prepare. You need to get ready now before an emergency strikes. Your supplies should be ready to grab and go right away. Secure these supplies right now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Start with the four-week emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply, helping millions of Americans, and I mean millions of Americans, prepare. Since 2008, My Patriot Supply are experts in self-reliance and preparation. Their four-week emergency food kits offer over 2,000 calories every day. Protected by heavy-duty, four-layer packaging, these kits last up to 25 years. Let me repeat that, 25 years. Sealed inside rugged, handled buckets, they're made to grab and go quickly. Now go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save $50 right now per kit. They ship fast and they ship free in unmarked boxes. Save $50 per kit at MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com. Take action on this today. Go over there. They're the best in the business. Talk to the consultants. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Friends out there, all you're doing is showing that you're scared you can't beat them on the issues and the merits. That's why he keeps saying it's a political campaign against me. That's why he keeps saying they can't beat me at the election, at the polls. This is the only way they could do it. And if you don't put him in jail, and he still goes from being a presumptive GOP nominee to the official GOP nominee, and he goes to the polls, even though he was going to whine about winning and being rigged again, you have given more fodder to that argument, which means we'll never have peace in this country. Because tens of millions of people see what extent the other side is willing to go through just to keep him out of office, because they can't beat him on their own merits. And they're going to say, hey, you trumped this up against him again, and we'll have no peace, when all you got to do is figure out a way to beat him on the issues. But you haven't been able to do it.
When I think about Donald Trump, I think about this case in New York. I mean, I'm looking at the Democrats right now. And again, primarily, I have voted Democrat throughout my life, but I'm utterly disgusted with what I'm seeing, because it seems to me that they're trying to use the law and the courts. They've clearly politicized this thing with Donald Trump because they can't come up with a strategy to offset the momentum he's clearly gained. In at least five polls, he's up. He's up in the polls over Biden, at least five polls that I counted. That's the reality of the situation. Despite the counts against them, the indictments against them, being impeached twice and all of this other stuff, he is the presumptive GOP nominee. And you don't seem to have the issues in your favor, you believe. So because of that, you're going to manipulate the system as best as you possibly can to avoid him possibly running for re-election again. That appears to be their strategy, but I'm here to tell you, it's not working.
Okay, that is the clearest, most succinct. Now, Stephen A. Smith, he's a, you know, liberal, progressive Democrat, but a huge influence in the sports and the cultural side of things. He stepped forward here over the last week and is giving the most clear analysis of what's going on. And he's telling people, and people are saying this even behind the scenes, he's telling people, hey, the minority community that he knows is shifting, and shifting rapidly, about giving Trump to actually listen to President Trump, because they see what's going on here. And it's so ridiculous. I think this is why the campaign for President Trump is going to shift quite rapidly to President Trump coming to the sticks. You know, when we say the sticks, come out to do his afternoon press conference every day, really lay into how rigged this is. And also to do more things, like he's running for mayor of New York or running for governor of New York State in and around the greater New York area, where he can actually get access to on a daily basis. We had the team on for the New York Young Republicans Club, Gavin Wax, and it was just amazing, the level of thinking that went through. And that up in Harlem the other day was a show of force by President Trump, and it sent shockwaves through the Democratic establishment in New York, not just the tight shots, as Gavin was saying, we saw in the bodega and around there. They were lined up and down Broadway, 3, 4, 5 deep, cheering Trump as he drove up. This is where the campaign's going to have to be fought. Clearly, President Trump's not going to have many allies down at Capitol Hill to call out the Democrats. Right now, I think the vote was 151 Republicans and 55. MTG's going to join us here shortly if she can get off the floor, and we're going to go through it. We're also going to get Russ Vogt and the team on at the 6 o'clock hour. Do we have MTG up? Oh, Andrew Giuliani's going to join us in a second. Let me go back to Dr. Gina. Dr. Gina, I was only kidding about the stars of Real America's Voice in our beautiful Palm Beach studio, hanging out with all the billionaires in Palm Beach. I was just the rubbing elbows nightly with them. But Stephen A. Smith,
who's not MAGA, who's the War Room Posse and MAGA Nation and the people in the chats. Yeah, that's who we prefer to hang out with, Steve.
We got it. You're one of us. You've been one of the leaders. Tell me about Stephen A. Smith. You have a progressive Democrat. You have a liberal Democrat who's warning his friends. Now he's putting a shot over their bow every day because I think he sees, particularly with the rigged jury, you know, how is they think they got Trump trapped, but he's actually gaining traction with major demographic groups that heretofore would never listen to President Trump, ma'am.
Yeah, it's so interesting because the coalition campaign that has always been a traditional part of presidential campaigns barely needs to happen, in my opinion. I think the left is doing it for us. They are attracting, I mean, whether you take just the attacks on Christians being called white nationalists, you know, and throwing the word Christian around as if it's some sort of Nazi term or something, you know, that is uniting people like the Hispanics coming across the border who are religious people. And they're like, wait a minute, I don't fit the description that the left is giving of people who believe in God, right? And it doesn't matter the group. Every single one of them is being pushed right toward Donald Trump by the antics of the left over and over again. They look at things like in this particular case where Donald Trump is gagged and can barely talk about anything, which takes away his freedom of speech, and people from communist countries understand that, right? But then you have Michael Cohen going on virtually every corporate news media body, saying anything he wants to say. The other side's not gagged. People have an extra sense about that when they've been persecuted, if you've been repressed, if you've dealt with a two-tier justice system, right? And so many of the groups that the Democrats have always used for votes, because that's all they've done, they've used them for votes. They talk about them during elections. They do nothing for them once elected, unlike Donald Trump, who did a lot for every group, because he did it for Americans, right? Because he sees an injustice and he wants to make it right. Those people are all watching this. And so it's a huge psychological mistake of the left, because what they're doing is pushing people right into the Trump camp over and over again. We see it with the man on the street interviews right here on Real America's Voice all the time.
Dr. Gina, your social media, where do people get you? Where they find the show?
Yeah, I'm at Real Dr. Gina across all media platforms, Steve, and I'm so blessed to host American Sunrise every single day right here on Real America's Voice. Steve, when next week can we have you on?
Well, I'll talk with my ever vigilant producers, and we'll figure out some time. How's that work? I love your show. I get so upbeat. I get so upbeat. It's all puppies and rainbows. It's so upbeat, and then you come into the dark specter of the war room, right? It's a good contrast for your morning. So, Dr. Gina, we'll figure it out. Love your show.
We love you back, Steve. We love your war room posse. We appreciate everything you do here at Real America's Voice, and thanks for having me on today. God bless your audience.
Thanks. Thank you, Dr. Gina. Tough day. Brutal reality on the House floor about where we are. Of course, they're saying, oh, we want to vote for the rule because we want to be able to vote against this, vote against that. We'll see. We're going to have MTG and others on here in a little while. Andrew Giuliani. So, Andrew, give us an assessment of where we are. Quite frankly, I don't think this jury pool is an impartial jury of his peers. And I think more people have got to be stepping up. This President Trump, they put an unconstitutional gag order on him. But somehow he's going to have to maneuver that. But it's upon us, I think, to continue to hammer this situation. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I completely agree, Steve. And the fact that they do put a gag order on President Trump here, I think shows this is completely unconstitutional. You're talking about the leading contender for President of the United States. But with regards to the jury pool here, the fact that you have two lawyers on this jury pool is very, very strange. You very, very rarely see that in any case. Forget about a case that involves the President of the United States. But just how quickly they rushed through this process. I mean, this really, we thought this was going to be a 3, maybe 4 week process. And it seems like you're going to have all 12 plus 6 alternate jurors seated by the end of today. What really concerns me, Steve, and you could probably speak to this well, I know Peter Navarro can speak to this well, considering how you end up having jurors in some of these cases that may end up lying during the process of trying to get on the jury. And then after the trial, it's actually found out that these jurors do have political motivations. I know that's happened, I believe, in your case. I know it happened in Peter Navarro's case as well. And even afterwards, once that was found out and the defense asked for a mistrial, those D.C. judges declined that mistrial, even though they knew there was bias in that jury box. I'm concerned with that in New York. New York is almost as partial left as D.C. is. As I said yesterday, we're in a swamp in our own right. And it really concerns me going in to what appears to be the final day of jury selection process.
Walk us through that. You've seen the analysis of this. I mean, you've got, first off, it's extraordinary. You've got two lawyers on there. I don't know how that came about. I always heard you definitely didn't want to get lawyers on there because they could think through and kind of pick apart the case with actually looking at the evidence. So it's extraordinary there. Were they that desperate that just to even get people they thought could be even-handed? Because if you look at the profiles of these jurors, these all look like, you know, never Trumpers, to be brutally frank about it, sir.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, in Manhattan, 86% of Manhattan in 2020 voted for Joe Biden. I think that number certainly is going to come down. But look, we are a blue island. You can go district by district in Manhattan. And it's actually the only borough in New York that does not even have a red patch in it. So when you're looking at this jury pool in Manhattan, it's very, very rough. And you can just go through the interests, some of these answers of some of these jurors, and it's been very, very questionable. And again, you really need to watch out. I don't know, call them Trojan horse jurors, whatever you want to call them. But those jurors that would actually lie because they do hate Donald Trump and they want to get him, and they are, maybe they don't have a social media history, maybe they don't go on social media, but we know that they watch the MSNBCs of the world, and they know that, we know that they've been brainwashed over the last 10 years to hate Donald Trump. And that's the thing that concerns me most. Again, Steve, my bar is very low here. I'm just hoping for 2 or 3 unbiased jurors. If we get that, then Donald Trump gets acquitted. Get fingers across.
Hang on 1 second. We'll take a short break. We're going to return to Lower Manhattan, Andrew Giuliani, in a moment. Criminals have access to more advanced tools than ever, and now they're using them to steal our most valuable asset, that would be your home. In Miami, an elderly woman didn't find out an empty plot of land she owned was stolen until she went to pay taxes. A stranger had already paid them, and property records showed she had sold the land. They had forged her signature and registered a fake deed. How scary is that? That's why you need to get Home Title Lock today. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and immerse yourself in this information. Think that it can't happen to you? Well, you are wrong. When's the last time you checked your home's title? All a thief has to do is forge your signature, refile as the new owner. And once your home is not in your name, it can get really ugly, and it can get really ugly fast. They can take out equity loans or even sell your house to an unsuspecting buyer who shows up at your door one day and says, "Hey, this baby is mine." Don't think your home insurance policy will protect you. It won't. Check your home today for free when you get to HomeTitleLock.com and use promo code Bannon at signup. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Bannon at signup. You'll get a free scan of your home's title plus 30 days of protection totally free. That is 30 days of protection totally free. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Bannon. Do not let these thieves steal your home
in broad daylight.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
Andrew, before I lose you, and I thank you for sticking around, just give me your assessment. As you see that jury pool, we're not looking for acquittal. Acquittal is, I think, beyond comprehensive, given the jury pool. But it looks like a lot of it is New York elite. There's a lot of females, right? We know President Trump doesn't exactly draw strongly from females in New York City, you know, the college-educated Karens. It looks like it's predominantly that, or people that get all their information from the New York Times and CNN. At best, you can hope for one or two that could give you a hung jury, but then they got to be able to hang in with weeks of pressure because Mershon will keep them out for as long as he got to keep them out to flip those people. So how do you see, I mean, how do you understand New York City much better than anybody else? As you look at this jury pool today, and like you said, they may get the six alternatives, but just the 12 they've got impaneled already, how does President Trump have a shot here?
You know, Steve, you really highlighted it right. You're trying to avoid the elites. You're avoiding the New York Times readers. You don't want the CNN, MSNBC watchers. You don't want anybody from the Upper West Side. I mean, that is the bastion of leftism, maybe in the country, but certainly in the city of New York. What you really want is you want blue-collar workers. You want people that understand, that work a nine-to-five job. You want business owners even, right? Business owners. Generally, President Trump polls far better with them. They see the difference between what 4 years, 3.5 years of a Biden presidency has brought them and 4 years of Donald Trump. I don't know if that's necessarily the case right now. Also, with the lawyers, too, and you highlighted this in the last segment, the way that they could sway a jury really, really concerns me. And how left the New York State Bar has gone recently, I really, really am concerned with those two jurors having an outweighed effect on the rest of the jury. It's why I'm just looking for a couple of unbiased members that actually have some guts. You get two or three, then Donald Trump gets acquitted. But Steve, I'm not loving what I'm seeing. I'm also not loving how fast this is, right? I mean, I would have loved to have seen this take 2, 3, 4 weeks. That way you can really do the due diligence on these potential jurors. A case like this, which with this much significance, which really shouldn't have been brought in the first case, as we all know, Cy Vance didn't bring it. The Southern District of New York didn't bring it. Alvin Bragg didn't bring it in his first year until he got the political pressure to bring it. That jury selection process, which is 95% of the importance of this case, should take as much time as necessary to make sure that you get 18 unbiased jurors in that jury box. Instead, they're rushing through this as fast as possible. We are getting elites on this jury. It does lead me to believe that there are a lot of unbiased members already selected on that jury. Maybe some that even are hiding it and lying to the court in telling them that they don't have a bias when they really do.
Do you agree with Jesse Waters? I mean, Jesse has been adamant. He hasn't backed off this. He's done it on The Five. I think he's done it on his own show, that he thinks that these are essentially, some of these are actually activists or people that actively hate Trump and have somehow managed to either lie or misrepresent and get on the jury. Do you think that's what's happened here? Do you agree with Jesse?
I think it's possible. I think that's definitely possible, and that's a thing that really, really concerns me. You know, some of that we won't really know, sadly, until after this case, or maybe at some point throughout the process, once we're able to actually look deeper into the histories of these jurors here. But that's why this should take time, right? When you're talking about a case with this much significance, the first criminal trial of a former president, the only time that you've had a current president going after the leading contender for president, his main opponent, and trying to tie him up with time, with resources. Considering all of that, with all that significance, this jury selection process should take the due time that it actually needs, not the rush through process that we're seeing with this biased judge. We know the judge is biased, right? I mean, we've seen this. We've seen it with his daughter profiting off of Adam Schiff, off of Kamala Harris. We've seen the comments that his wife has made. We know the Twitter picture, the X picture that his daughter had up on social media with Donald Trump behind bars. So when you have a judge that is obviously has that much bias in the family, it's tough to believe that he is not biased. And certainly everything that he's done in the courtroom backs up the idea that he is coming into this process with extreme bias against Donald J. Trump.
Andrew, social media, your show here in Rav, where do people get it all?
At Andrew H. Giuliani, follow me there. And thank you as always for having me on, Steve. Keep on fighting. You are the leader of this cause. And well, Donald Trump is, but you are right there by his side and doing an amazing job. So thank you for having me.
Andrew, and you've done an amazing job from Lower Manhattan all week. Really appreciate it. Hope to catch up with you next week. Just incredible work. Thank you. Incredible. Congressman MTG joins us. Congressman, we're not getting great news out of Lower Manhattan. It looks like they're ripping through this jury selection, and we're not exactly thrilled with what we're seeing on the jury. But as bad as the news coming out of Midtown Manhattan or Lower Manhattan, I think we got worse news on Capitol Hill. Can you explain to this audience what just happened?
Well, both of these scenarios are how we lose our country, Steve. What they're doing to President Trump in New York and these fake trials, trials that should not even be happening, they're completely politically designed to take down President Trump, which is really the hope for most Americans, because people have completely lost hope in the Republican Party, especially the Republican-controlled House. Last night after midnight, we officially lost control of the House to the Democrats when the Democrats on the Rules Committee crossed the Rubicon and voted for the Republican rule to pass billions and billions of dollars to fund foreign wars with nothing to fund and secure our southern border. I've been working on the House floor just now, talking with other members, asking for co-sponsors in my motion to vacate Mike Johnson as Speaker, because we have completely lost confidence in his leadership now that he is allowing Hakeem Jeffries and Chuck Schumer to completely control the House. This has never happened before in history. And I'm pleased to announce that I've just added another co-sponsor, and that is the great patriot from Arizona, Paul Gosar.
Well, walk me through that. We've played this Dusty Johnson video. Maybe we'll have a chance to play it again. But I want to go back to last night, in after midnight, in the dark of night. I want you to set the historical precedent for this. Walk our audience, because we did live. We had live from Vegas yesterday, but we had Russ Vogt on, and we had Chip Roy. And Chip was saying they weren't even invited. The three dissenters in the Republican Party, as you know, the huge fights we had in 23 to do this, were on the committee. They were not even invited in by the Republicans, by Johnson's staff, to look at the amendments. So no process at all. They said, if you're going to oppose it, you're out off the Rules Committee. What happened in the middle of the night, and how historic is what happened in the dark of night, ma'am?
Right. Basically, Steve, a civil war has broken out in the House of Representatives. And that truly started to show itself on the Rules Committee last night when most people were asleep. When most Americans are sleeping, they have no idea how we're losing our country and how the Republicans have lost control in the House of Representatives. You know, Chip Roy, Thomas Massie, Ralph Norman are the three conservatives on the Rules Committee. And they were working very hard to make sure that good amendments were going to get voted on. And to be kicked out of the room and not allowed into the meeting is unprecedented. But what is even more historical is the fact that last night, Democrats were the ones that passed the so-called Republican rule on the package of foreign war bills that we're going to be asked to vote on tomorrow in the House. And this is something that I think if you're a Republican voter or a Republican donor, this should really give you pause to ask what exactly is happening to the Republican Party right now. Because without President Trump on the ballot in the future in our elections, I seriously fear, Steve, I have great fear that we don't have anything to offer Republican voters, because there are not fighters up here. Our leaders are just like that video you saw of Dusty Johnson, where he's complaining about the border and saying that we should be fighting to secure the border. And then literally in the next breath, he says, I'm fighting to protect Mike Johnson, the very Speaker of the House, who is not fighting to secure the border.
Hang on. We got to play that. Can we play that? Is the Dusty Johnson thing? Can we just let me know when we can play it? We played that earlier this morning, but I want to play it again because this is the guy. Okay, let's go ahead and play, and then I'm going to bring Congressman Green back in. Let's go ahead and play Dusty Johnson of South Dakota.
You probably remember the terrible idea last year when 8 renegade Republicans joined with every single Democrat in the House to throw the Republican Speaker out of office. It's a terrible idea. It didn't make America stronger. It didn't deliver any conservative victories. Well, now, again, we've got a small group of people who are upset that they're not getting their way. It's the era of divided government. Nobody gets everything they want. So they want to throw out the current Speaker of the House. It's a terrible idea. I'm working with a group of members to change the rules so that they can't get that done, so that one knucklehead can't put the whole House into disarray by forcing another Speaker vote. We've got real problems. We have a southern border in crisis. We're $34 trillion in debt, and America needs to be projecting strength abroad. We should focus on that instead of these D.C. power games.
Congressman Green, when he talks about real problems, Dusty Johnson really hasn't been involved in solving any of the problems. It's just more of this performative establishment Republican. Am I correct on that?
Right. Well, while Dusty Johnson is busy calling me a knucklehead and talking about making plans to change the rule to the motion to vacate, which, by the way, has to be agreed upon inside our Republican conference, and we have yet to have a single meeting or discussion about that in our entire conference, so that is outrageous. But Dusty Johnson is talking about the $34 trillion in debt, the wide open border, and all the horrible Democrat policies. And at the same time, he's doing everything he can, even making a video of how he's trying to save Speaker Johnson, who is literally our elected Republican leader that passed the omnibus bill that funded Joe Biden's Department of Justice with 91 federal indictments against President Trump. He passed the bill to fund the FBI that raided President Trump's home at Mar-a-Lago and even gave the FBI brand new building for $200 billion. And Speaker Johnson fully funded the wide open deadly border invasion that's happening every single day that is responsible for killing Americans, Steve. So while Republicans like Dusty Johnson are doing everything they can, working with people up here in the swamp in the closed door meetings that don't include the rest of us Republicans, he's trying to protect Speaker Johnson, the very guy that is in charge of the House of Representatives that has handed full power and control over to Chuck Schumer, Hakeem Jeffries, and the Joe Biden White House and administration.
Now that we are launching into the general election season, Patriot Mobile wants to celebrate with a very special offer, just in case you haven't made the switch to Patriot Mobile today. Until March 31st, you can get a free month of service. That's a free month of service when you switch to Patriot Mobile. All you need to do is stop procrastinating and go to PatriotMobile.com/Bannon. That's PatriotMobile.com/Bannon and use the offer code SPRING24. That's PatriotMobile.com/Bannon and use the offer code SPRING24. That's it. It's that easy. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you the ability to access all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the progressive left. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending the message, just like you all did on Super Tuesday, that you support free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, the Second Amendment, and our military veterans and first responder heroes. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. Keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade. The Patriot Mobile team will help you find the best plan for your needs. Remember, Patriot Mobile has 100% U.S.-based customer service. Get your free month of service and get it today. PatriotMobile.com/Bannon. PatriotMobile.com/Bannon. For the free month of service, put in the code SPRING24. That's PatriotMobile.com/Bannon. SPRING24. When you make the switch, you get the free month. Or you can call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Action, action, action. But his effort on this failed, correct?
It's failed so far. They tried to slip it into the rule that passed in the Rules Committee with Democrat votes. That's what they were trying to do, Steve. They were trying to finagle a way to, because they knew they could pass this rule. They passed it out of committee last night with Democrats because Johnson has made a deal with Democrats. This is what everyone needs to understand. I can't make this any more clear. A Republican Speaker of the House cannot get Democrat votes without making a deal with the Democrats. And for him to get the Democrats on the Rules Committee to vote for the Republican rule last night, we all need to be asking the most concerning question. What has Mike Johnson made a deal to do? What has he promised he will give them in the future? And this is why we have to remove Mike Johnson from the speakership, because he has made a deal. And then it passed again today with Democrat votes on the House floor. And then tomorrow, we will watch this bill package come to the floor that gives another $61 billion to Ukraine, funds these foreign wars, funds the all these dangerous things that are happening, funds Hamas, by the way, that's holding American and Israeli hostages right now in Gaza, but yet nothing for the southern border. So I think the situation has gotten a lot more dangerous, and the situation has gotten so extreme. I think every single person watching this show needs to be asking, why is my representative's name not on that motion to vacate? Where are the brave eight that threw out the last speaker? Their name should especially be on there, because if they are who they say they are and stand for what they say they stand for, they should be on this motion to vacate. And I think there needs to be pressure put on the dam as we add more and more names to show we have no confidence in Mike Johnson and his future to lead the Republican conference, and his, and we have no trust in his leadership and speakership for our Republican majority, because he has literally thrown it away to the Democrats.
I want to go to the votes and to the conference itself. We know that there's been an increasing majority of the majority that's against Ukraine, that's against these, that builds all the time, against adding to the debt. Yet the vote today was actually 151 to 55. Is this because the Republicans in the conference are trying to give cover to people by saying, hey, look, you had an argument when you guys had the majority of the majority, but is that 151, which is a looks like an unreasonably high number, is that because people in the conference understand the fury of the base and they've been lit up enough so they're trying to bunch together to say, oh, well, you know, we've got to do this? Because you would have thought that we would have the majority to say no, and it would be all virtually all Democrat votes to do it. What is your sense of the conference?
Well, first of all, let's talk about 151 to 55. Our total number of members of Congress is 435. So you can see how many members of Congress left town and didn't even vote today. My question is, where are these people? And where are the Republicans that didn't vote today? Why was their vote not recorded? Another thing is why was there only 55 voting against this rule? And what does that tell you about our Republican conference? I mean, it's one thing for people to say, yes, I want to support Israel, because we've already passed a package out of the House that supports Israel. It's Chuck Schumer that absolutely refuses to pass it in the Senate, Steve. So that is, there's no excuse there from the Senate. And then there's other members that just don't care. They literally will vote for whatever leadership tells them to vote for. But my honest question is, we need more co-sponsors. We need people to put their name down to prove that either you can't just stand out there and say, oh, I'm against this, I'm against that. Our job as members is we are supposed to have a voting record. We're supposed to have the courage to not only tell you exactly what we think and what we will do, but also back it up with action. And the action that is needed right now is there needs to be more co-sponsors on this motion to vacate.
On the co-sponsors, because I just want to make sure we've laid out the empirical evidence here. What's most shocking about what happened today is that there's no movement whatsoever, except maybe something more performative, about securing the southern border. Is there any doubt in your mind that Mike Johnson made an absolute commitment to the American people, to MAGA, the Republican Party, and the conference, that he wouldn't be moving forward any legislation on Ukraine unless the southern border was secure, ma'am?
There's no doubt in my mind. As a matter of fact, Don Jr. shared a video yesterday on all of his social media that showed Mike Johnson promising over and over and over again. I don't know how many times. The video was so long. He was saying, I will not do anything for Ukraine or move forward any funding for Ukraine until I secure the southern border. He promised it over and over again, and he has completely proven himself to be a liar, and he failed to follow through on that promise. Yes, the House passed H.R. 2, but we did that a long time ago. The Senate is not going to take it up, and they're not going to pass it. Mike Johnson has done nothing to hold Chuck Schumer accountable and force Chuck Schumer to take up H.R. 2 and take it to the floor for a vote, even if it doesn't pass. So there's further proof that Speaker Johnson has done nothing for our southern border. But the biggest proof that I can provide everyone is the two-part omnibus bill that was passed nearly a month ago. There was nothing in our power of the purse, the appropriations package that was passed in a two-part omnibus that did anything to secure the southern border. As a matter of fact, it was 1,000% opposite. It fully funded the Biden administration's homeland security, fully funded Secretary Mayorkas, who the House impeached with my articles of impeachment. It fully funded the wide open border policies that has led to nearly 30,000 Chinese nationals coming in this year alone, and an unknown amount of terrorists that have crossed our border. There's nearly 15 million people in this country, Steve, that shouldn't be in this country. And Mike Johnson funded that policy to continue it moving. He absolutely has turned back on his promises. Look, I know everyone's been told Mike Johnson is a nice guy. I know everyone's been told Mike Johnson is a conservative. Mike Johnson is a Christian. This isn't any kind of referendum on who Mike Johnson is as a person, or about his faith, or about what he thinks or believes. This is a complete loss of confidence in his speakership, in his ability to lead, in his ability to fight against the Democrat destructive agenda that has led to Americans dying every single day. Let me make this clear to you. Russia has not killed Americans, okay? Americans are not being murdered from the Ukraine war unless they're going over there and choosing to fight in that war themselves. Americans are dying every single day from the deadly border invasion and the cartels that have taken control of our southern border. We have an extremely dangerous situation on our hands, and people need to wake up and stand up and fight for this country. I, for one, cannot stand on the sidelines. I can't sit there and say, oh, you know, it's really nice to get along with everyone in Washington, D.C. And, oh, wow, we're just going to win our election and we're going to fix it next time, next Congress, next opportunity, the next time, you know, hopefully President Trump is in the White House. I'm sorry, we're losing our country right now. And I want to know, when is the next American that's going to be murdered by some horrific cartel member or some illegal alien crime? Who's the next man to have a daughter raped by some cartel member? Who's the next parent to lose a child to fentanyl poisoning? Because this is all happening right now. And when are we going to say we've had enough dead American bodies pile up because of the Biden's border, horrific wide open border policies and administration that Speaker Johnson is fully supporting, funding, and doing nothing to fight against?
Congressman, where do people go to get more information? We're going to try to get you back on this afternoon to talk about specifically your search for co-sponsors, what a co-sponsor means, and your process on motion to vacate. Until then, where do people go? What is the website they go to and the social media? Because this is the next 24, 48 hours will be critical in this entire effort.
Thank you, Steve. Everyone, please follow Rep. MTG on all social media. I'm here in my official capacity, so my congressional accounts are the ones to follow. And I'll be back on this afternoon. Thank you so much, Steve.
Thank you. And this afternoon, we're going to go through the whole co-sponsor, what the motion to vacate, what it would mean. And as she's being blamed right now, do they risk turning over to Jeffries? But hey, Jeffries are running it anyway, right? Maybe you're just going to formalize that. We'll have MTG back on this afternoon. Let's go. We got Mike Lindell. Mike, thank you for being there and getting that group together for the everything about your Supreme Court. The feedback I got was terrific about the machines. But what our audience right now, it's been a tough day here in the war room, brother, not just that we're tired and getting into the middle of the night, but we had a big battle on the House floor today. And quite frankly, the Republican Party cratered across the board. So people want to talk deals. What deals you got for us?
We got great deals, everybody. We still have, for a couple more days, free shipping for the War Room Posse on your entire order. Get some good sleep with our multi-use My Pillows. You go to the website, you've got our premium where it all started, $25, no matter king or queen, doesn't matter. Go to the website, use the promo code War Room. There it is. And you have the best sheet sale we've ever had in history, as low as $25. But there's the premium. These pillows, take advantage of them. The king size, queen size, sold over 80-some million of these My Pillows. $25, lowest price history, and free shipping. Couple more days, free shipping for the War Room Posse. This is an exclusive, everybody. You guys have had our back. The six-piece towel sets, by the way, everybody, all the new colors, if you've been on here the last week, you know they were down to a few colors. The ship just came in. We've got all the colors are in. Get them before they get run out again, because as fast as we get them in, they're going out the door. Couch and recliner pillows, $25. There's that big ticket item, the My Pillow mattress toppers, 50% off, as low as $99. Use that free shipping. Take advantage of it right now. And Steve, I'll tell you, they're helping the home reps. 800-873-1062. I flew all night back to Minnesota, back here with my company. You guys give my employees peace of mind, and those phones are ringing. I'm gonna head downstairs right now and go around the room and say hello to them. And you guys say hello to my reps when you call them and tell them the War Room Posse's got their back. They really feel secure when you guys get those specials.
Thanks for bringing the whole team out to Vegas. Really appreciate that. It was very illuminating. So thank you, Mike. It's fantastic. We'll talk more about that this afternoon. Charlie Kirk is next. Charlie Kirk's team was incredible yesterday. Turning Point USA is on the deck plates fighting. Charlie Kirk's next. Poso after that. Tara Dahl and company. Then we're back in the warm at 5 o'clock. See you here. Wrap up of the day. The apples in your holiday pie taste amazing, but it's not exactly the recommended 5 servings of fruits and vegetables. The Mayo Clinic says if you want to help prevent heart disease, lower blood pressure, and your cholesterol, eat 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day, which, as you know, is almost impossible. That's why you need to check out Field of Greens. Every fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was medically selected by doctors to support your vital organs, like your heart, your lungs, your kidneys, and your immune system. Yo, folks, the holidays are here and you need to stay healthy. Plus, you'll notice your skin, hair, and nails will look healthier. Field of Greens is the simplest way to get those daily fruits and veggies, and it tastes amazing. Let me get you started with 15% off your first order. Visit fieldofgreens.com. Use promo code Bannon. That's promo code Bannon at fieldofgreens.com. Fieldofgreens.com. Make sure you take it today. Use your agency. Action, action, action. Fieldofgreens.com. Promo code Bannon. War Room at checkout to save 67%. Do it again. War Room Health, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Go there today. If you're going to be part of the posse, you need a strong heart. You need a lion's heart. How we're going to do that is with Salty. Go there. Do it today. Check it out.